This year, the country with the highest murder rate in the world outside of war zones is breaking its own records. El Salvador is a place where one person is killed nearly every hour. The reason for that is street gangs. These gangs first formed in the U.S. in the 1980s by Salvadorans fleeing civil war. Then in the 1990s, thousands of gang members were deported from the U.S. back to El Salvador, and the gangs reformed there. Now they control entire sections of cities and operate like mafias, collecting protection money and killing people if they don't comply. Last summer, the gangs flexed their muscles in a way the country had rarely seen. For her podcast Embedded, our co-host Kelly McEvers and NPR's Jasmine Garst were there.
It started around 5 in the morning on a Monday. City bus drivers started getting killed, shot while driving their regular routes. Then the gangs put out a statement that says any public transportation driver who goes out to work today is a target. By afternoon, 4 drivers have been killed. Jasmine and I head to downtown San Salvador.
So there's a bunch of buses down here. There's buses that look like school buses and a big formation of army dudes with M16s. A lot of them have their faces covered with balaclavas.
Each bus is going to take 2 or 3 agents on it, right? Like heavily armed.
Jasmine talks to a local reporter who's working with us in El Salvador. He doesn't want to give his real name for fear he'll be targeted by the gangs. We have agreed to call him Roberto. Roberto gets a message on his phone.
Another driver just got murdered.
That's a 5th bus driver who's just been killed, presumably by the gangs. We try to go to the scene, but it's in a part of the city Roberto says isn't safe. Traffic gets crazy, then everyone seems to go home for the night. In some neighborhoods, police issue a curfew. Then we get another call. Another bus driver's been killed. We drive up a bunch of winding streets till we get to the neighborhood where it happened. One streetlight shines on a handful of people standing outside their houses, staring past the police tape.
Oh, is that the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a bus that's, like, pulled up way onto the median, and it's, like, run into a tree. And there's just, like, broken glass everywhere. So the driver of this bus was killed.
The driver is still in there.
Oh, boy.
This is the 6th murder of a bus driver today. They're saying, like, bring coffee and bread because it's going to be a long night.
Back in 2012, the government of El Salvador and the gangs had negotiated a truce. That lasted for 2 years, but then fell apart. Since then, the government has been cracking down on the gangs, leading raids of known gang havens and locking up gang leaders in maximum security prisons. But the reporters say it hasn't been working. The gangs are only getting more violent. And now, with these bus killings, the reporters say, the gangs are trying to show that they're the ones in control. The next day, things are still tense. The number of bus drivers killed goes up to 8. Way fewer buses are running. There are armored personnel carriers in the streets. During a break, Jasmine and I sit in the car and ask Roberto if he's had any experience with the gangs. He tells us about a woman he knows. A gang in her neighborhood told her she had to work for them, to collaborate, as he says, or else. But the woman didn't want to.
And
then one day, a gang member really liked the 13-year-old daughter.
Le dijo de que quería a su hija como novia.
The gang member told her, I want your daughter as a girlfriend.
Y la señora se negó.
And the lady said no. She said, I'll collaborate you, whatever you want, but don't touch my daughter.
El pandillero insistió y le dijo que si no...
So the gang member insisted and said, if you do not collaborate, entonces, I'm going to kill you and the girl's grandmother.
Eventually, the girl was forced to marry the gang member.
Tiene ahora 15 años.
Now she's 15.
Y está por parir su segundo hijo.
She's about to have her second child.
Oh, my God.
Le arruinaron su vida.
They ruined her life.
Antes de los 18 años,
before she
hijos,
was 18. Now she has 2 kids.
Es esposa de un pandillero.
She's the wife of a gangbanger.
Que la golpea.
He beats her.
A ella, a sus hijos.
He beats their children.
La obliga a consumir droga.
He forces her to take drugs.
O sea, que es una niña que se metió en un mundo oscuro sin merecerlo y sin pedirlo.
She was got involved in a dark, dark world without asking for it and without deserving it.
Es muy difícil.
It's very difficult.
Ella, hay muchas, muchas.
And like her, there are so many. I want to ask him like how he deals with it.
Yeah, please.
¿Cómo haces vos para no desanimarte totalmente, para no deprimirte, para no estar mal?
Te voy a decir de verdad, de verdad. Soy una persona muy espiritual.
I'm a very spiritual person, honestly.
Desde hace 5 años.
For the past 5 years, he starts, but he can't finish. He's crying and kind of hitting the steering wheel to get himself to stop crying.
Desde hace 5 años,
For the past 5 years, I've been part of a Catholic community, he says, and that practice has helped me not lose hope. We live in an area full of gangs, he says. We don't mess with them, they don't mess with us. It's the only way I can carry on.
Es muy duro vivir alrededor de tanta violencia.
It's hard living surrounded by so much violence.
Llegar una noche a mi casa y decirle a mi hija, y me pregunta a mi hija, papá, ¿cómo te fue?
And to get home at night and for my daughter to be like, Dad, how did your day go?
Porque estoy de regreso, no me pasó nada.
And to have to say, I had a good day because I got back home.
Y ocultarle a mi hija cuando me pregunta, ¿y qué viste?
And nothing happened to me. And have to hide from my daughter.
Vi 5 muertos este día.
When she says, so tell me what you saw.
No puedo
and to have to
eso.
Say, I saw 5 dead bodies today.
Entonces, le miento
can't tell
hija,
her. And so I lie to her.
Que fuimos a la playa o que fuimos a una montaña.
And I say, we went to the beautiful beach and we saw a beautiful
aunque
mountain.
Ella vea televisión.
Even though she sees the television.
No me gusta que ella absorba esto.
I don't.
Para mí, mi hija es
I don't like her absorbing all this. My daughter is everything.
Y por eso trabajo duro, duro, para que ella nunca le falte nada.
And that's why I work so hard for her to never lack anything. Let's stop.
By the end of the day, the total number of bus drivers killed is 8, plus 1 transit worker. The government announces they've caught the mastermind. He's from Barrio 18, one of the country's 2 biggest gangs. For now, Roberto says he'll stay in El Salvador. Unlike the tens of thousands of people who leave each year and try to come to the U.S., some of us, he says, have to believe in this country.
Since Kelly and Jasmine reported this story, the situation in El Salvador has not improved. The government is now cracking down harder. The Associated Press reports that last week, officials transferred more than 300 high-ranking gang members to a maximum security prison. El Salvador's president called up 1,000 military reservists to join the fight. The gangs declared open season on the police. 15 officers have been killed this year. A Day in the Life of El Salvador's Brutal Gang Wars on the NPR podcast, Embedded.